This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. Warren Passes are with us. Stephen Forty, had one other point you wanted to make. Go ahead.
Yeah, just two other points and a question. Just to let you know, I was in the overflow jury for Roger Stone. And
really?
Funny, because the prosecution gives their statement, and then when Roger Stone's attorney come up, his microphone was turned off. You couldn't even hear a word he said. And then when the prosecution goes up again to give the second thing, the microphone was turned way high. I'm like, it was purposely turned off. And the other thing is that on the day of deliberation, one of the jurors was sick. It's funny. The judge was like, oh, you know, this jury couldn't make it for the last day. I bet you that was the juror that couldn't be compromised to go the other way. So that's something you might want to look at.
Yeah, that was the old lady that was bleeding in the hallway.
It was something, but it was odd that the last day. But my question is, I said, I've been behind bars, and would it have been better for Roger Stone to represent himself?
Yes.
And maybe even say, you know, temporary insanity? I don't know, because,
Well, given the results, it couldn't have been much worse, right? I mean, 7 to 9 years for nominal offenses. I mean, serious offenses, which if sustainable, you know, is a problem. But there's a maxim in the law, I'm sure you heard it from folks, a person who represents themselves as a fool for a client. Courtrooms are stressful places. There's a lot to the law. My conviction is in 90% of cases, the lawyer doesn't matter. The case is going to work out the way it's going to work out. In 10% of cases, lawyers do matter, and then you want a good lawyer. Roger's case sounds like a close case from what I'm hearing, and I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to it. As I said, my office is today arranging to get copies of the trial transcripts, and if it's as close a case as you say it is, he's probably got excellent grounds on appeal. But from what Alex is telling, and he's not going to need it. Trump's going to pardon him.
He has to do it. Thank you, Steve. All right, who's up next here? Let's go ahead and take a call from Greg in California. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Wow. Hello?
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. It's a real honor to talk to you. I really deeply appreciate your message, Alex.
I appreciate you, brother. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the Russia hoax is all a hoax. And if a police investigator goes and falsifies evidence in a trial, which is what they did, the Russia hoax, they throw it all out, and they also sometimes go after the guy that created it. So why doesn't Trump go and, like, blanketly say that all of the convictions for the Russian investigation should be thrown out?
Well, that's it. The Democrats are acting like he doesn't have that power, and that's another obstruction of justice. That's separation of powers. It's right there in the executive power. If the only check on that would be voters saying they think it's wrong. I don't think a presidential pardon could even be the product for another impeachment. Am I wrong, Norm?
Well, I mean, given the standards, which is a race to the bottom, I don't know what obstruction of justice means in Congress's view. And a high crime and misdemeanor needn't be a crime, we learned, according to the Democrat theory. But if they disagree with the president's decision enough, they may gather the votes to impeach on political grounds. But if we have a second impeachment inquiry, it's going to end up the way the first one did, and it's going to play right into the Republicans' hands. But I think from Trump's perspective, bring it on. Let's have the election. I think he's feeling pretty confident about 2020.
Good point. Thank you, Greg. All right. Norm, you're flying back into your abode there, Skull and Bones, tomorrow. But definitely, when do you think you'll have some news on the Roger Stone transcript you're getting?
So depending on whether they've already been prepared and we're ordering another copy, I could have them as soon as this weekend. Realistically, it's likely to be a couple weeks, but we'll ask for expedited copies, and I'll report to you as soon as I have something to report.
Thank you, sir. More calls are coming up. And we have a special guest I'll announce on the other side. That's Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer. There's a bunch of news we haven't hit yet as well, and your phone calls. McClatchy, the second largest newspaper in the country, just filed for bankruptcy. So the mainstream media helped censor everybody, and now they've made themselves obsolete. I told them that would happen.
3 weeks ago, we told you the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone was convicted of several charges related to the now officially discredited Russia investigation. Prosecutors claimed that Stone lied about communicating with a former stand-up comedian called Randy Credico, a man whose role in the story was so minor that it's already been lost to history. For this offense, prosecutors say Stone, who is 67 years old and has no criminal record, must spend up to 9 years in prison. Now, for perspective on that sentence, the typical rapist in this country spends 4 years in prison. Armed robbers, 3 years. Thugs who commit violent assault, less than a year and a half. But Roger Stone must do 9 years until he is 76 years old for lying. Now, there's some irony here. So-called criminal justice reform is fashionable in Washington right now. An awful lot of sex offenders and drug dealers and other predators, serious predators, have been released early from prison lately. It's compassionate, they're telling us. Yet somehow, nobody in D.C. believes that compassion ought to extend to Roger Stone, who's guilty of nonviolent, essentially political offenses. Notice the opposite. The usual moralizers seem gleeful at the thought that Stone will die in a cell. CNN has been especially ghoulish on the subject. You'll remember that prosecutors tipped off Jeff Zucker's network last year so they could have cameras in place when dozens of federal agents armed with automatic weapons dragged Roger Stone from his home at dawn. Talk about state TV. For the last 2 days, the hyenas on CNN have been driven to hysteria by the thought that the Justice Department might reduce Roger Stone's sentence even by a day.
It is clearly utterly offensive to the rule of law. This is what sets this country apart. This is what a banana republic does. This is what a dictator does. It is outrageous. I hope people are infuriated by this.
The reason they're doing it is slimy, sleazy, dirty.
Roger Stone is somebody I hold in minimum high esteem. So I was not unhappy to see him get 7 to 9. But I
You didn't think that was too aggressive?
Brooke. I thought it was aggressive.
Wait a second. Was that really John Dean telling you how happy he is that Roger Stone will die in jail? So CNN's moral arbiter on questions of law and order is literally a convicted felon? It's enough to make your head spin. But at least it's now clear what's actually going on. This is a pure political hit. Roger Stone is facing prison because he is a high-profile Donald Trump supporter. It's that simple. You want proof? Here it is. John Brennan and James Clapper will sleep at home tonight. Both have been caught lying under oath on camera about matters of national importance. And yet neither's in jail. Neither's been indicted. Neither ever will be. The Stone case, by contrast, was transparently political from day one. The lead prosecutor, Andrew Weissman, is now literally an MSNBC contributor. The judge in the case, Amy Berman Jackson, is an out-of-control Democratic partisan who purely out of spite stripped Roger Stone of his First Amendment rights and prevented him from making a living. Coming on this show, for example, speaking at all in public. Now, Stone and his wife, who is 71 years old and deaf, have lost their home because of this. They have no insurance. They're utterly broke. whole thing is shocking and it's disgusting. It's a farce that discredits the entire American justice system. The president seems to understand that. Cannot allow this miscarriage of justice, he tweeted recently. He's right on a couple of levels. What's happening to Roger Stone is totally wrong. It's immoral, and we should not allow it in this country. But politically, it has significance, too. Stone's prosecution was designed in part to confirm the fantasies that Democrats have constructed to explain the outcome of the 2016 election. His conviction helps their case. In other words, if the Russia collusion story was a hoax, and of course it most certainly was a hoax, then why is Roger Stone going to prison for his role in it? If Roger Stone serves even a single day behind bars, the Russia lie will be validated as true. Stone's imprisonment will be prima facie evidence in the view of Democrats. So at this point, there's really only one solution. The president must pardon Roger Stone or commute his sentence before he goes to jail. Democrats will howl if he does that. Well, they're howling anyway. They howl every day. Chuck Schumer is now yelping about yet another investigation into Roger Stone. Russiagate 2. In one entirely constitutional act, the president could save Roger Stone's life, vindicate himself, and end this nonsense forever. Let's hope he does it. We'll be watching.
All right. I don't normally play whole Tucker Carlson segments, but he's the Babe Ruth of populist nationalist television, and we're really blessed that he finally has freedom at Fox to do what he wants so we can see the real Tucker Carlson and not that libertarian-esque thing we saw on CNN. I sleep better at night knowing he's up there because, you know, they tried to railroad me into prison, and that's not something that's publicly known as much, but people like Tucker Carlson do know about it. And I can tell you, as soon as they figured out that Tucker knew about it, they backed off real quick. So that'll really make you like somebody, too, when they're keeping you out of prison for things you haven't done. But, yeah, they've been breathing down my neck. And I don't say that to go, oh, look, I'm under attack. You can turn the news on and see that. I say that to say I'm innocent. Everyone knows I'm innocent. I have nothing to do with the Russians. The Russians are incompetent running their own country, just like we are in many respects. It's a canard. It's a red herring. The problem is the out-of-control bureaucracy that we face. All right, for the rest of the hour, then I'm going to host someone to the fourth hour and cover all the other news. Styx joins us, and I've been watching this guy for 6, 7, 8 years on YouTube. He's got billions of views racked up there. He's an author, editor, video creator, and gardener, and he goes by Styx 666 Official. And I think that's, you know, just more of an obnoxious handle, but he can describe that for you if he wishes. Heck, even if he was a devil worshiper, which I don't think he is, at least he comes on the show. No other leftist will even come on the show. I don't want to describe him as a leftist, maybe an anarchic capitalist. I'm not sure. Maybe he should describe himself for us. But he joins us now because I want to just get him on. He's been on with Paul before, and Paul's hosted, just to give his commentary on where we are, because I don't want to overdo this, but let me tell you, Epstein was a big wake-up. The Russiagate falling apart was a big wake-up. This Roger Stone thing, I had people at the grocery store last night, this morning, getting gas, just running up, going, I'm wrong, you're right, Roger, and you were innocent. I used to be a liberal. I'm an idiot. I mean, this is big. This is big. And the calls and to the office and everything, I think people really are waking up right now. Maybe I'm wrong, but something big is going on. Styx, thanks for coming on with us. How would you describe yourself for new viewers or people that don't know who you are, sort of others defining you, some of your tongue-in-cheek stuff? And then what would you call the age we're in right now?
I would call it a little bit of a dark age, but it's almost a little bit of a golden age as well, because we have the Trump presidency, we have a booming economy, there are plenty of things that are improving. My own views, they've shifted a little bit over the time, but pretty much remained the same, which is I was a liberal in the classical sense many, many years ago. I'm a libertarian, self-professed. There are some populistic beliefs that I hold, and then there are some beliefs that are more liberal still, definitely in form. And I think you probably fit into the same broad category, which is a person who can't be cookie-cuttered into the same sort of like little categories that the establishment really wants to put people in because it helps to control them.
Precisely. As far I don't want to be put in. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. As far as the username goes, that actually dates back many, many years to when I was actually an atheistic Satanist. I left that behind long ago. I have nothing to do with it anymore, but the name stuck, so I just kept it the same.
Sure, makes sense. What's your prediction on what the left's going to do now? Because they're clearly self-destructing.
Yeah, they're just completely blowing themselves up. I mean, look, Bernie Sanders was considered really far out in 2016. Now his little revolution shtick is getting old because there are people that are more extreme than he is. Buttigieg on certain issues, certainly. Bloomberg on guns, probably the most far out person we can possibly think of. I mean, as one of Bernie Sanders' constituents, I'm actually from Vermont, which some people don't know. Bernie Sanders has been doing the tired hack thing for a very, very long time. He's literally been in politics since the Carter administration.
And everything he touches, he swindles.
Yeah, exactly. he's a little bit of a snake oil salesman, ultimately.
I've got a lot of questions. We're going to break in 20 seconds. What do you want to cover when we come back?
We can talk anything politics, a little bit of coronavirus maybe, and the weakness of the Democratic field definitely would be like the issue of the day after the disaster that was Iowa.
Absolutely. That's exactly where I'm going with Sticks. And again, we'll put it up on screen where you can find him on Twitter, Sticks666Official and StixHexHammer666.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run, done some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Folks, Styx, a very popular author, researcher on YouTube and other platforms, is here with us. And I wanted to get him on because I watch a lot of his videos. He has really intelligent insights and makes me have original thoughts, which I don't have a lot, actually. Listen to other people. I don't want to get too confident here, though, because there's a lot of big problems. You're right. It's like the Kali Yuga, if you believe the Hindus, the end of this big dark age. But at the end of the night, you kind of see the sun rising off in the distance, at least, high up in the clouds before it even comes up over the horizon. You see those first rays. The left, the globalists, everywhere are screwing the pooch, and people are waking up to them. But there is that paradoxical view. How would you describe the time we're alive right now and the microcosm of the Democrats in Iowa and everywhere else and what they're doing and where you see all this going? Because I don't want to be overconfident watching them destroy themselves. And then I ask, how are they going to strike back? What are they going to pull next?
Yeah, being overconfident is never good, but ultimately I remain largely optimistic. I choose to believe that the average person in the world is fundamentally good and capable of governing their affairs and understands that corruption isn't a good thing. I like to believe that if they're presented with accurate information, which is what you are invested in, myself and many others, if they have the information, the real true information on things, they will generally make decent decisions. What sets that sort of mentality apart from what we see among the Democrats is they don't believe in individuality in any real sense at this point. They've gone completely off kilter. They don't even know what they're talking about, but I don't think that they'll win.
They're a classical death cult now, really, aren't they? A classical death cult.
Yeah. In some respects, absolutely. I think that Trump is likely to win re-election. And I know Trump's not perfect by any means. He's been a moderate reformer, but he's trying and he is reforming things as opposed to the Democrats. Nothing says that the best answer to Donald Trump right now that they seem to have is a dude who's older than Trump, richer, ironically, and 1,000 times more corrupt than anything Trump could ever concoct, which is Michael Bloomberg. It looks like he might end up being their nominee inexplicably and not even be on the ballot.
That made his $78 million off of rigged stock market stuff.
Yeah, and he's not even on the ballot, I think, until Super Tuesday or until, at least if I remember correctly, South Carolina. He hasn't even gotten a delegate because he wasn't even on the ballot before, and yet he's arguably their mainline frontrunner now that Biden's basically croaked politically.
Wow. Why did they try to force-feed Biden? He was so obviously, even 6 months ago, couldn't even put a sentence together.
Yeah, and initially I figured that the basic idea of the DNC, at first I figured they wanted Biden just because he's easily controlled, he's predictable, he's already been in the White House, so he's obviously an establishmentarian in that sense. I figured that Elizabeth Warren was sort of their secondary, so that if he ever faltered, she would get the backing. But now it looks like Michael Bloomberg may have even, ironically enough, he may have outmaneuvered the DNC because they basically have a steward leader. They're a party without a king. Their figurehead leader is Tom Perez. He's back in the shadows. He never even makes public appearances or statements half the time. Pelosi becomes their spiritual advisor. Think of that as the insanity, the total lunacy that it has to be. And then they've got people like Hillary Clinton who are blind egotists. Each one wants to lead the party, but they just end up stabbing each other in the back. And then Sanders arrives. And he's even crazier than he was before. Oddly enough, though, this time he almost gets edged out because other people have taken aspects of far leftism, cannibalized them, like Warren with his entire platform, and actually made them even worse than the socialism he peddled all along.
And I'm sure you've seen the footage of Warren in New Hampshire. I mean, no one wants to talk to her. And it's not that she's this creepy looking lady, man. I mean, these are creepozoids.
I thought it was bad when she came in a fairly distant third in Iowa. It's like, well, you know, basically you're the third wheel candidate. She can't even do that in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, she was ahead a few months prior. She was number one in a couple of polls. She was actually the front one runner in a few polls. Buttigieg and Sanders end up claiming the victory. Klobuchar comes out of nowhere, which I don't think anyone really expected. Not that she's viable long term. It'd be very funny if Klobuchar and Warren ended up fighting over the same sort of identity politics block, and that's possible too, and that would make it a much more exciting race.
Well, that's right. She attacked Joe Biden and said he hated women and all this stuff. And then she was giving a speech last night saying, we need to stop infighting in the Democratic Party and destroying ourselves from within. It's like whatever the inversion of reality is, they do it, and they don't think people see it.
Well, the problem is they've gotten themselves addicted to the heroin of tabloidism, so they've become the sensationalists now. And the thing is that they try to blame Trump and say, well, everything was all normal and all this stuff was only in the Weekly World News, but then Trump is mainstreaming conspiracy theories and stuff. The Democrats have spent the last few years trying to tell us that our political system is being usurped by Boris and Natalia, that the Pink Panther's wandering around and things like that. They're living in a la-la land. And this is why, by the way, Bernie Sanders could end up doing it, because if you've got a group of lunatics trying to vote on which lunatic to lead them off the cliff, well, as a natural choice would be Bernie Sanders. He's been doing it since the 1970s.
He's the thoroughbred of it. And you're right. They put themselves in their own alternate phantom zone universe. They keep saying that libertarians, nationalists, patriots, common sensors, that we're an echo chamber. We're out in the real world. I want to know what the public thinks. They literally should have focus grouped saying that a populist movement was run by the Russians. No one buys that crap.
Yeah, Trump was never an extremist or a fanatic anyway. The people who call him a fanatic are people who wear Che Guevara shirts and think that the USSR is a good honeymoon location. If you think that way, you genuinely believe that, you know, whatever, then yeah, Trump begins to look extreme, but really, what's he arguing for? We staff our borders. Well, that's something that every president since Reagan has been promising. He's the only one to partially fulfill that goal.
And that's something any viable country does.
Exactly. Every other country does that. Tax relief, which you know, mainly affected the middle and working class as far as a ratio of tax relief to the amount actually earned. He's been a reformist president. He hasn't done anything crazy.
He actually raised taxes on me, who they call a rich guy. The taxes on people that actually went up, the cut was only for middle class and working class.
Well, the Democrats would definitely raise it more because, you know, you see, you don't bribe senators, so it becomes a big problem. If you're like Bloomberg, though, they're not going to touch your money.
Oh, he pays nothing because they write the laws at just like Bezos pays no tax and then lectures everyone how the middle class isn't paying enough all day long.
Yeah, it's insane to actually see what some of these proposals are. And then the real kicker, this is the funny part, like if you go around Twitter and stuff, you'll see Bernie Sanders fans especially pretending that he's not a socialist. Their new thing is they're scared that the label socialism is turning off independent voters. So they say, no, he's not actually a socialist, he's a social democrat. And then when you confront them with footage of Sanders calling himself a socialist, they say, well, he's just wrong. He's wrong about his own ideology. He's been lying since the 1970s, and he's not actually a one true socialist. It's a total fallacy, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And the praising Venezuela, well, you know, like you said, the problem is 18 types of deodorant. I mean, it sticks. If we fix that, that's going to fix all the inequality. We'll be right back with a bunch of other topics. I've got a few clips I want to play as well with Sticks here with us today, and then I'm going to be hosting part of the fourth hour with Matt Bracken and people holding. I'll get to you then, but Sticks is not taking calls right now, so we'll be right back on the other side. Please remember, the only way we reach new people is you, and so you are the entire broadcast. You're everything, and we're just here at your sufferance, so spread the word.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Styx is our guest. Fourth hour's coming up with myself and Matt Bracken, and for callers patiently holding, I'll get to you then, or you can hang up and call back. I really appreciate you. Styx is a commentator, author, video creator, and gardener, and he's on with us right now. You know, I want to be confident, Styx, that we can turn things around. I do see some positive things, but I want to make sure it's not a dead cat bounce. When we have the Democratic Party and big foundations in Europe teaching inherently that white people are bad, obviously that's meant to invoke racial division, just like a warden in a prison wants to control things by race. And these videos come out almost daily, and I don't normally get to them, but this is University of Virginia. With a woman coming to the new diversity campus area, you've probably already seen it, and saying, white people, there's too many of you, you need to leave. Well, this isn't a fake video. They confirm it's real. This is what goes on. Now, what it really is like Caddyshack elitism, Judge Smell saying you're not welcome here at the golf course. This is what tribalism is an elitism. But if you're part of the university, you're there, you're enrolled, you're paying money, you have a right, whether you're black or white or whatever, to go anywhere. But the fact that the left hasn't just abandoned common sense American reforms, but has inverted them and then claims the moral high ground boggles the mind. But they're doing it because they believe this is the venom that will bring us down. Here's the clip.
Public service announcement. Excuse me. If y'all didn't know, this is the MSC, and frankly, there's just too many white people in here, and this is a space for people of color. So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because it does make some of us POCs uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here. It's only been open for 4 days, and frankly, there's the whole university for a lot of y'all to be at, and there's very few spaces for us. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
And then everyone, like cult members, because that's what it is, virtue signals that they agree with it. I mean, you could talk for 100 hours, I'm sure, just about that clip that is not isolated.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of that going on. One thing I'd point out, though, is that this is a far-left university, and this is the multiculturalism sort of student resource thing. The people that are going to be there are going to cheer for that sort of racism, and that's really what it is. And they're also the same small but very, very vocal and sometimes quite violent minority of people who have no problem with becoming violent, and who also would say that like only whites can be racist. And we've heard that before. It's often within an academic setting. I would say the average even left-wing politician probably privately disagrees with that. They're just willing to use it as political fodder. One thing, though, I would ask somebody like that. Imagine that someone comes in like there's a mixed-race couple where you've got like some black person dating a white person. Would she say, therefore, that, you know, they have to say bye-bye to their loved one? Well, there's the naked and hideous racism of it. They wouldn't want to answer that question now, would they?
It's just total gangster thugism. Like, you talk about Nazis. The closest thing to Nazis I've ever seen is the left saying, not just the shit of Evergreen and so many others, whites aren't allowed here this weekend. It's just obnoxious.
Well, they're also the book burners. You see what they're trying to do on the internet all too well with not just yourself, but many other people getting completely banned off of mainline tech platforms that should be functioning legally as platforms because they platform government services like the USGS or NOAA. Insofar as they're taxpayer funded for U.S. citizens and U.S. firms, it should all be equal. But they want to burn books in the literal sense. They've even gone after Amazon titles. They want to ban people from public events based on their race, based on their sex, and so forth. At what point are we going to point out who's actually acting in a bigoted and uninclusive manner? It's the same people that ramble always about inclusivity.
Because their whole world is about what color you are instead of what you actually stand for. And that's what's so dangerous. In fact, you mentioned that. Let's criticize Trump, or at least I am. His head Justice Department lawyer came out in a Hollywood Reporter article yesterday and said, we're not going to go after big tech. It's their speech. They can control speech if they want. But as you said, Section 230, they're a utility. And to be watching us in live time is surveillance. And it's really election meddling. So I see Trump's biggest failing so far, other than not pardoning Assange, who he told release the WikiLeaks, is not standing up to this. This is far beyond what private companies are doing. It's organized, admitted, coordinated suppression of communications that's so dangerous.
I would agree, and that's exactly why I support alt tech. And by the way, congratulations. I believe InfoWars now approaching 63,000 subscribers on BitChute.
Yes.
Which is quite, you know, this is the sort of numbers that were unimaginable on some of these platforms even a couple of years ago. We had VidMe, we had other sites try to be competitors to sites like YouTube or
Facebook.
And
let's remember, though, big tech's constantly going after BitChute, constantly going
Absolutely.
After Gab, constantly trying to shut down any new platform. Going after their banking, going after our banking, while they say, oh, just build your own thing. We do build our own thing, and they come after us.
Yeah. Well, eventually you'll build enough things that they won't be able to come after you. It'll be just like the really early wave of the internet getting supplanted by these companies. They've become hegemonically powerful at the moment, but they can be supplanted.
Right? If the people go patronize and just watch other people's platforms, it will move the power away from the system.
Well, also, these sites were formed by people that were edgy and taboo and swore a lot and did, like, all sorts of weird, off-the-wall and sometimes violent, fanatic things. So wherever that sort of crowd gravitates towards is going to grow. And alt tech, despite the fact that that the reputation is partially unearned, because there's a lot of commentary like yours or mine there that's not fanatic, that's not violent, where that sort of stuff is tends to be especially where younger audiences will gravitate towards. And when they're trying to sanitize the internet, my goodness, what an impossible task, because new sites will just crop up anytime.
They are absolutely following the one course that could extinct their hegemonic power.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think in part of me is sad about that, because for many years I was just a YouTuber. I don't want to see it go the way of the dinosaur.
I totally agree. Why are they doing this?
If the internet would be perfect if they had just frozen time at 2016 and not gone any further and just ignored all of these censorship lovers who, at the end of the day, it's all about money. It has nothing to do with your political
beliefs. No, you're right. And notice,
line.
As soon as they gave it to censorship, now Sacha Baron Cohen is on CNN saying, execute, arrest, and put in prison Mark Zuckerberg because he hasn't bowed enough. Don't they get, like, once you give up the free speech defense, it's all over?
Yeah, and these people want money. Initially, they held corporate money, advertiser money over the heads of YouTube and Zuckerberg, and they all took the bait, and they all started bowing down before censorship, and now they realize they're screwed. Now they have to fight back against the same group of people they were working with before. I almost have to feel sorry for some of these people. It's like they should have known better, and they didn't, and now alt tech comes along to kick them in the butt.
And then what about Sacha Baron Cohen makes all his money on super edgy comedy, and now he literally says, let's arrest people we disagree with. He looks like Count Dracula or something. I mean, it's sick.
How far the mighty have fallen. I seem to remember that his main claim to fame post-movies was dressing up as Bruno and descending from, during the Oscars or Emmys or something, from the ceiling, landing face first in Eminem's lap, and I guess he was in on the joke. It's like two of the biggest shock jocks of their era teaming up for this, and then they've both gone completely soft. Eminem has, too.
It's really obnoxious, because it'd be one thing if he hadn't been Mr. Free Speech, but now he's like the Darth Vader of anti-free speech. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and Bruno and Borat were both great movies, and now it's like, what's he done lately? He tried with The Dictator, and it was all scripted, and nobody liked it.
Well, that's it. He did that cable show where he bashed free speech, and nobody liked it. It's like, yeah, dude, people don't like jerks.
If he had just remained edgy, he'd probably still be making some good stuff, too. He could put it just on the internet, just on alt tech, and make it a BitChute exclusive or a library exclusive.
So what happened? He started taking himself too seriously, or what?
Yeah, that's why I think a lot of these people, they get successful, and that's exactly what they do. And thank goodness you haven't, and others haven't.
No, I take myself a lot less seriously now. I'd go crazy. These people, man, that's nothing against old people, but taking yourself too seriously is the biggest sign of dementia there is. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product. We're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The next hour, take your calls. I've been holding patiently, and I really appreciate you. And then Matt Bracken takes over. I don't want to be overconfident here, so I keep going back to this point. How does Trump screw the pooch? How does he let these people win. We know there's election fraud. We know they've got illegal aliens being registered to vote everywhere. And again, I don't just say this a virtue signal. I'm not against people that want to come here and have a better life. But they're being used as a political tool. The Democrats admit they're betting on them. They control them. They almost all vote for Democrats because they bring them in. We have to oppose it. So we've seen so many of their attacks fail. I don't want to be overconfident like so many people we've seen. And I already said this to you three times, Sticks, but I go back to this. How does Trump lose? Because by talking about how Trump loses, we start to talk about how we win and how he wins. Because I know the White House listens. I know Trump listens. What is Trump's chinks in the armor? What, like smog, what scales is he missing on his belly?
Well, considering his approval rate within the Republican core and among half of the State of the Union as well, I think increasingly independent voters, the chance really is not that high, I think, of failure. There's an outside chance for a few of the candidates, but the thing is, the Democratic primaries lean so heavily to the left that it's so totally different than the general election that my guess is that probably they're going to nominate someone who's either extremely far left and unpalatable to the average voter, which would be Sanders, generally speaking, or somebody like Bloomberg, somebody who can't really capture the far left thing because the rest of the party has gone so far left. I think that barring health problems, which is always a possibility, we have to keep that in mind.
73.
Or something. Yeah, I mean, Trump's not exactly a spring chicken, but barring health problems, and he seems to be in reasonably good health, and half the Dem field is older anyway, and their nominee, you know, is likely to be older, unless it's Buttigieg, in which case he's likely to be not even middle-aged yet, not that much older than I am. I think that Trump's pretty much got it in the bag, actually. A bad economy could sink his presidential chances, but so many people...
What I haven't gotten to yet, your view on the coronavirus...
Yeah, I think the coronavirus could potentially cause economic problems, maybe not on the order that would stop Trump's reelection. I do see it becoming a problem. I've been advising people now for several weeks on every video update I do. Now is the time to do some basic preparations, getting a few weeks worth at least of food per person, purified water, iodized salt, and other things you might need. Not because of coronavirus itself, because the average person that gets it, they get better. A few weeks later, they feel fine. But because panic can set in, we've seen this in Wuhan, we've seen it in Singapore, we've seen it in other parts of Asia, that the virus gets near a community, and all of a sudden the shelves are bare. Well, if you already only had a few days left of food, and there's no food to be had, unless you intend to go beg, borrow, and steal and go out, you know, and potentially get infected, by the way, by being in public anyway, you might be tough out of luck. You might have some problems. So it makes sense to have some, you know, just basically rice and beans, canned soup and a can opener, something basic that you can survive off of for a few weeks at a time at least.
All right, so we looked at, and I totally agree with what you're saying, we looked at how Trump could externally be defeated. But isn't it really his advisors, and if he goes the same route as trusting establishment people who lie to his face, that the biggest threat is if Trump isn't faithful and if Trump doesn't do the right thing? I think that's the big issue for me. And how do we, if you agree with me, Sticks, how do we then keep Trump faithful? How do we get him to finally do something about the suppression of speech, the racketeering, all these un-American things? Because I don't want to be so in love with Trump, because I want to be clear to everybody. I've been persecuted for supporting Trump. Okay, I get attacked for supporting him. I'm not going to attack him now because I want to get brownie points. I'm doing it because I want him to really do the right thing. I don't want to just go, oh, he's not Hillary or he's not Sanders, so I'm going to bend over to what Trump's doing. Isn't Trump Trump's own worst enemy, and how do we keep him honest?
Yeah, I think, and you pointed it out in the previous segment, something that's very important, which is that perhaps his biggest failing so far has been an unwillingness or an inability to address online censorship especially, but censorship in a more general sense. He's delegated it largely to his son, to Don Jr., who weighs in on it, and that's fine. And I do speculate that censorship will move in the other direction.
We don't want a bone. We don't want talk.
Exactly. He needs to take action on that. That is important. I would say that is definitely one of his bigger failings. Organically, censorship, it looks like it will be on the skids, but that could be a big problem for Trump. Other than the economy, the pissing off his core fans with not tackling that issue is a problem because people who make they're living online, especially in part or in whole, have a lopsided control really over information.
But just the average person experiences being shadow banned or blocked because they put out a Trump meme. I mean, people physically get like they're being screwed here.
And even different from that is, for every creator that's banned, they've got thousands or maybe even millions of fans that suffer as the result of that. That's, by the way, why censorship, I think, is already losing favor. I've seen people on the far left now calling out some of the corporate censorship, which is to their credit. They're still far left. So
well, obviously, because you've got your finger on the pulse. Everybody knows that. You've talked to a lot of folks. I agree. I'm seeing a major rejection of the censorship. Quantify that for folks.
Yeah, well, what's happened is, and this was even last year, they banned a whole bunch of progressive pages actually on Facebook for botting and things of that nature. Now, the far left is not organically as popular, so they usually do things like that. But people who were organically part of that got pissed off anyway. I remember, what was the page? Cop Block got banned, among others, for doxing and some other practices. And this has been cross-platform as well. I see a moment coming in which elements of the left team up with the broader right and, of course, more libertarian segment of society to defeat tech censorship. And part of that will be alt-tech, simply by putting pressure on the mainline sites as well.
Well, whatever tech company submits to the crowd's vision will dominate the planet, which they don't get. Like, you want to worry about who's going to take over? The tech company that empowers the people and gets behind them 100%? The will of humanity is so powerful that that company can get total dominance in just a year supporting speech. And they just don't even get it. I mean, take McClatchy. They do a lot of great work. They're bankrupt. They're shutting down. They supported censorship. So they got rid of themselves like idiots in the last 2 years, and now they made themselves obsolete. I'm not happy about that. I don't think of things like, well, if I survive the censorship, I'll be dominant later. That is just Machiavellian, psychotic BS.
Well, it's been other legacy media firms have had the same problem, which is that I think New York Times is downsized. WAPO, I think, downsized, Vox and some of these others. A lot of these groups have already lost a significant amount of their audience.
No, Vice, all of them, they're all imploding.
Censorship.
They're all imploding.
Yeah, because they support censorship, and they don't realize eventually it can be aimed at them, too.
So what? So gut level, then, Styx, how do you see this ending? I mean, just in the midterm.
As far as the election?
Just all of it, like what the left's done and what they've turned into, and just it's like they're so villainous, I can't even describe it. I'm like, you guys are so evil, I can't even like talk about how bad you are. It's like it's ridiculous.
I think that they probably lose 2020 and possibly the House in the process, and that what ends up happening is their party crashes and burns. The party leadership is largely ousted. One of two things then happens. The liberal core, which most of these people are sane, and we can, you know, talk about their individual sort of belief systems a little bit more maybe sometime. I think they either partner with the far left and they become a socialist movement, which of course would mean they'd lose in the future, or I think they eject the socialists like the AOC crowd, the Bernie Sanders nuts, and they end up re-embracing the business Democrats that they've been losing to Trump. That's why they lost the Rust Belt, and it's why they're behind in a lot of these states now.
Yeah, that's it. And it's just an insane time to be alive and to watch this madness, because if they radicalize even more, though, in closing, if they even get more radical, what happens?
Well, then 99% of people will think they're absolutely nuts instead of just 90% of people.
So they're extincting themselves.
Yeah, I think that the Democrats have a problem. They could disappear as a party, yeah.
I agree.
If they don't eject the far left.
All right. Well, Styx, thank you so much for the time. Styx.
It was a big pleasure to be on.
What's the best place for people to find you?
TarlWarwick.net, my own website.
Say it again.
TarlWarwick.net.
All right. Thank you. Hour number four, straight ahead. Daniel Scott, Ray Austin, get ready. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.